OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. P Features.
Hello, Internet.
Oh, I missed that one. And then he's finally back. That one guy over there called the Hoodie. Oh, no, Mr. Mauer. That was actually pretty good. Normally, I would like stop you and make you do it again, but the harmonizer was on point. It was good.
What's up?
Well done. All right. And then also joining us today, we have Mr. Baby Huey.
What's going on?
What's going on? Welcome to the Wednesday show.
That's never going
to
get old.
Nope.
If you're new around here, what's the Wednesday show, folks?
Different than the Saturday show.
Why is that?
Because we do the nude news.
Yes. All the comic related current events. Thanks for writing it down for me this time, Baby Huey. I got it right. Yep, so that's where we're going to talk about all the news from around the comic sphere. We're talking books, movies, TV show, anything comic related. That's what we're going over on today's show.
Yeah, if we walk by some random person on the street and they mention something comic related, we bring that up in the news.
Yes. Yes.
What kind of news?
A nude news.
Did you say the nude news? No. No. Why? Why? Why do you guys want to get nude? Like, this is just now really uncomfortable.
He's making fun of me from when I did it a couple weeks ago.
Put on your clothes, Features.
Sorry. Please
making us look
stop,
bad.
Stop taking your pants off.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Anyway, like, we're going to talk about, there's a bunch of things I want to talk about. Like, for example, Marvel's bringing back Uncle Ben.
Both Marvel and DC have major twists in both their wedding issues.
Hawkeye joins Spawn.
And last but certainly not least, Nick Cage is Spider-Man.
I love how clickbaity we've become with these.
Yeah.
We're going to explain what all that means in just a little bit, but wow, we got clickbaity. So let's start with comics. Let's just jump right in into what we normally do, which is going to go ahead and break down some news from the books.
The books.
The books.
The books.
The books.
All right, so what are we starting off with?
We're starting with that Batman wedding issue.
So, okay. They already heard our spoiler. Like, we spoiled this already because the New York Times spoiled
but
it.
They didn't spoil the actual spoil.
All right. Okay. So spoiler alert. If you need to have read Batman 50, because this is the wedding issue and it's kind of a big deal. If you care.
At least the last page.
Yeah.
If you care, it is a big deal. So, Mauer, what happened?
So Catwoman left him in the altar, rooftop, whatever you want to call it.
At the altar. Yeah, even then I messed it up.
And then after that, you see her best friend Holly, who was kind of talking her out of marrying Batman Bruce Wayne the whole time, kind of sneak away and meets up with Bane.
Weirdest little twist.
And not only Bane, but every single villain that's been in DC Rebirth's Batman storylines.
Including
Thomas Wayne.
What?
Wait.
You said villain.
Thomas Wayne? Like Thomas Wayne Flashpoint?
Flashpoint, yep. Flashpoint Batman's in the back left-hand corner of the panel.
No way.
So Bane has been orchestrating everything. Gotham Girl's there.
Yes.
Thomas Wayne, the Riddler.
Joker.
Bane,
One of the Jokers.
So when Holly gets there and tells him, you know, everything happened, you know, Bane's ready for the next phase.
Bane's that dude who broke Batman's back, for anybody who doesn't know. I mean, I feel like you should, but if you don't know, Bane's the dude who broke Batman's back. All right, moving on.
Bane is also one of the smartest villains in the DC world.
Yes.
Master strategist.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, it's a crazy little tidbit, and it's, you can tell. So, I mean, Librarian Kate asked if any of us read Catwoman number one.
Nope.
I read it because Librarian Kate asked. So
she has so much power over us.
I will say that when you read Catwoman number one, there's one scene that ties heavily into Batman 50. I mean, you would expect it to, but even starts with, hey, if you haven't read Batman 50, I wouldn't read this book. It's like right on the cover.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's one, so one scene that's heavily influenced by that, but I'll talk about that a little bit later. All right. So what is next in the news?
Spider-Geddon.
Spider-Wedding?
Spider-Geddon.
There we go.
Geddon.
So Spider-Geddon is the continuation of the Spider-Verse story, which I personally did not like. Out of all the Spider-Man stories, it's one of my least favorite.
Well, I thought it was more of so of a kind of bringing it to a close.
Kind of, but I don't need it personally. But you know what?
After reading this news, I think we need it.
It's interesting because, I mean, this isn't the first time they brought Uncle Ben back.
No. Right?
They did it in the Clone Saga.
Way to break the news and like,
I'm trying to do it in a nonchalant, kind of easy going way.
Who's coming back?
Uncle Ben.
Nobody's like that excited about Uncle Ben. Come on, be serious.
I mean, Peter would be.
Sure, but we're not Peter.
Aren't we?
We're all Peter. Anyway, so Uncle Ben is
Everyone
coming back
wears
because
a Peter.
In the Spider-Geddon, in the in the Spider-Verse, there is a universe where Peter Parker gave some of his blood to Uncle Ben to help revive him, and he became a spider person, a hulking Spider-Man nonetheless.
Yeah, it looks like the goon almost.
Yeah, very goony.
Wow. Goonies never say die.
Goony goo goo.
Yeah, so that's all it needed. He just had to refer to him as a goony, and there go, Uncle Ben's back.
Yeah.
And then we also, there's another one too, Green Goblin. Is going to be, well, not necessarily
well,
Green
which
Goblin.
Which one?
No, it's not the Green Goblin. So,
Harry Osborn.
Not Harry.
Yeah, Harry Osborn.
Looks like it says Norman.
Norman. Oh, sorry. That's my fault.
Words.
Definitely Norman.
So, Norman Osborn becomes a Spider-Man with multiple arms and all. And his employee.
He looks dope.
He would be the one with the multiple arms.
He looks cool, though.
Yeah, his employee, Peter Parker, convinces him and helps him become a hero. Well, turns out, Harry starts wearing a green costume and wants to bring everything his father's doing to the ground.
Family woes.
Spider-Man woes.
Oh, no. But anyway, he does look really cool.
Like
Norman Osborn looks cool as Spider-Man. And I'll have all the pictures
Uncle
in the comment
Ben
section.
Looks cool as a Spider-Man.
I mean, you don't really see much of him. You see a lot more of Norman Osborn. But again, both pictures will be in the show post. WelcomeToFireside.com. You can find it there. All right, let's keep this moving. So right off the next bit of the news we want to talk about is Fantastic Four. So Fantastic Four number one is coming out. It's a big deal because, you know, Marvel's first family's back. It's not shocking that they're coming back now that the whole Disney thing
is official.
It's not necessary. You see the Fox shareholders are trying to sue. That's a whole different story. But yeah, Fox shareholders are trying to sue. Who are they trying to sue? Is it Fox?
Well, they can't
Disney?
Sue Disney.
No, they don't want it to happen. There's some Fox shareholders that don't want it to happen, but it most likely will. This is a failed attempt, in my opinion.
The minority is trying to sue the majority.
Oh, they're screwed.
They said that they signed under false pretenses. Like, they didn't have all the information about what it actually meant, like the stock transfer, what it actually means. So, anyway,
I call BS.
It's going to, look, until it becomes more of a story, I don't really want to go into it, but.
They already voted on it and passed it.
It's over.
Well, no, couldn't Comcast still make another bid?
No.
It's come to an
end. No, the Fox shareholders voted and approved.
All right.
Government approved.
Anyway,
shareholders approved. It's happening.
So Fantastic Four making a comeback after Secret Wars.
But there's like seven of them.
Well, no, it's their kids. Relax, champ.
Jeez.
Anyway,
how many kids do they have now?
But the reason why we're bringing this up is that right now, currently, the sales for Fantastic Four number one. Now, given this is for comic shops, not necessarily the average comic reader, right? The fan or the collector, but it's already over 300,000 in sales.
Really?
Wow.
People care.
This is how you get New York bestsellers, because the shops just have to buy it.
Ah.
So the shops have ordered 300,000 now. I guarantee there was a deal like, hey, order this book and we'll
people are going to go nuts for this.
It'll
book.
Be a collector's item.
It's not going to be a collector's item when there's 300,000 copies of the first printing
Spawn. Death of Superman, Death of Superman, Death of Superman.
How much is Death of Superman worth?
$40.
Still a collector's item.
I'm going to college on that.
But it's got to be in the bag. Yeah. It's got to be in the black bag
with the bandana.
With the bloody ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spawn, on the other hand, is worth a bit more, but not like
somehow.
Not much, like 50.
Yeah.
Like I was going to say, you had like, you went
still
to...
Still,
how much is your Death of Donatello?
If a $3
blow...
Hey,
low blow.
Hey, now.
Low blow.
Hey, now. Not cool.
$7.
But if It's not worth $7. It's worth $4. But that's a point though. If you buy a $4 book and then it becomes a $50 book, definitely worth your return on investment.
Yes,
still will come up.
Yeah. So anyway, you cut it. I'm buying the book. Anybody? I mean, Huey.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Damn right you are. I mean, these two.
I just like the new costumes.
Features of Maurer. Like, go ahead and say it.
Maurer, I'll get the text from Maurer. Can you pick me up a copy?
Well, he wouldn't buy it at that point.
So right. Now, if it was features, I would take a picture of him. I'd force him to buy it and take a picture of him, like issue 1000 of Superman.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have photographic proof, sir. Anyway,
can we move on to something cool?
Was it me?
What, Shatterstar? Get out. So let's give me the Shatterstar news there, Maurer. Who's Shatterstar?
He is from the X-Men and X-Force from another planet. He has the cool swords and the weird headgear.
He's also that douchey dude from Deadpool 2. Did that
he
nobody
die in
was
the helicopter blades?
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Oh, I like Shatterstar.
Yeah. He's getting his own book, but they're comparing it kind of like John Wick.
What?
Ooh.
So it's getting a noir book.
They're just throwing names out that you care about. That's all it is. That's all they're doing. Hey, you think John Wick's cool? Here's Shatterstar.
You know what?
Does that sound wrong? Because it felt weird to say.
When you read it and it's good.
Whatever you say, Space Knight. Whatever you say.
That was a good book.
And the hits keep coming.
All right, let's keep this moving. So the next bit of news, Maurer, as we were putting the news together, I'm looking at the news as it's being written, and Maurer writes that Cosmic Ghost Rider is with child.
Yes, he is.
How is Cosmic Ghost Rider pregnant? I need to know about the pregnancy of Cosmic Ghost Rider.
So let's go back to the Cosmic Ghost Rider in the Thanos book being killed.
Yes.
So he gets wrecked, he gets killed.
Because I thought that happened.
Yeah, and he's in...
Well, the whole timeline got erased.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Thanos erased the timeline.
Well, so Ghost Rider's in Valhalla fighting everybody.
Of course he is.
So it's Punisher when he's dead. And like, who taught you to fight? And he's like, Thanos, the Cosmic Forces, the Marine Corps, and he's just fighting and wrecking everyone in Valhalla.
Okay.
So Odin goes, listen, you need to get out of here.
I love that he dies and goes to Valhalla.
He's like, I will send you anywhere in time and space as long as you leave here.
Wait a minute. Quick question.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't Valhalla where the Valkyries are?
That's
Asgard's heaven.
Asgard heaven, but why he ended up in Asgard heaven, yeah. I can't answer.
That's a good question.
Because he was killed by Asgardian crap?
No, he was not. He was killed by the sword Thanos. Holding the sword of Surtur. No, he wasn't even killed by the Surtur sword.
No, that was several Surfer that was killed by that.
So I can't tell you why.
He was killed by Thanos.
Because he was a mighty warrior.
Sure.
He died a hero?
Moving on.
So he goes, you know what? I'm going to go back and kill baby Thanos before anything starts. That's how I'm going to fix what went wrong.
Wow.
Well, it's Punisher. So he gets there and realizes at that point, baby Thanos hasn't done anything wrong. He takes baby Thanos and he's trying to bring baby Thanos up in a way that will make him a hero.
Is he still Cosmic Ghost Rider?
He still has the
for anybody unaware of who Cosmic Ghost Rider is, Cosmic Ghost Rider is interesting because he's not just Frank Castle, right? He's also Ghost Rider. Right, so he has the spirit of vengeance, but he's also a herald of Galactus with the power cosmic. He is a crazy character who we all thought was really dumb at first, and whoa, did he turn out to be incredible. So yeah, I'm stoked for the story.
So the book they said is going to pull on the heartstrings. It really is going. If you liked Cable and Hope or any of those other stories, you'll like this.
This is dumb.
You don't think this is cool?
It could be cool. Who would have thought Cosmic Ghost Rider's book would have been great? And it was.
I want to see just Cosmic Ghost Rider. There's no reason to put baby Thanos into it.
Well, no, that's the reason. Baby Thanos is the catalyst of the story.
It's the whole reason why he comes back from the dead.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
he came
fine.
Back from the dead because Odin kicked him out of
exactly.
House. That's the plot. That's the plot. That's the story. That's why you're getting a Cosmic Ghost Rider book is because of that story.
And
when they said, hey, people like this book. Let me pitch you an idea. What if we got baby Thanos? Somebody went, all right.
And he's the Punisher still, so him punishing the innocent wouldn't happen. Ghost Rider wouldn't let him punish the innocent. Like, it makes sense on why, when he's in Valhalla, I want to go kill
and
baby.
Remember, baby Thanos was a bit of a little how baby are we talking here?
Baby, infant baby.
Oh, infant baby? Oh, never mind. I can't say what it's going to say. I was going to call him a little baby bitch, but he's too baby-ish. It's not until he's a little bit older.
So he's super baby bitch.
Yeah, but he's not a bitch yet. It's not until later on that he's picked on and everybody hates him.
So he's super baby pre-bitch.
And it's okay. He's allowed to be a little bit of a bitch. His mom tried to kill him like the moment he was born. So it's not like
that is true.
He had a rough life. But let's keep this moving. Moving on to the next bit of news, which is I feel like this is features and Maurer news more than anything else. So remember we talked about there were some crazy things with Marvel weddings?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Who's up?
Kitty and Colossus. They were going to get married, right?
They were.
What an awkward scene that was.
So
too,
who took the place?
She just kind of like phased out. Like, yeah. Nah, I'm gone.
She ghosted him.
And then he goes, what does Colossus go? I don't want to be here, Kurt. And then Kurt Wagner, Nightcrawler just teleports him somewhere else. Can I not be here, please?
Bam. Bam. Yeah, it was a... reading the panels, it's like, ooh.
It was a bit heartbreaking for Colossus. You're like, Kitty, what the hell's wrong with you? What are you going to go back to Star-Lord? This feels so soap opera-y, the fact that we're talking about
soap opera-y. Whole relationship is very much like a soap opera.
Except for Astonishing X-Men when he came back and kicked the shit out of everybody.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
Colossus came back. That was awesome.
But that was Joss Whedon, so.
Yes, yeah.
So we have a new wedding.
Tell us. Tell us, please.
Mr. Remy LeBeau.
Remy
LeBeau. I thought it was LeBeau.
And
it's LeBeau, isn't it?
It's
LeBeau.
And Rogue get married.
Hey! All these years.
Now, here's the big thing. The fans are like, what in the... If you just would have advertised a Gambit and Rogue wedding, book probably would have done better.
Yeah, definitely.
Who here would have bought that book if it was Gambit and Rogue?
You can't see this, Fireside, but my hand is up.
Two verse two here.
Yeah, maybe you and I are like, cool.
Two hands up.
Did you buy the Kitty and Colossus one?
I did not.
Nope.
Exactly.
I bought Batman.
Yep.
That's it.
But their honeymoon's in space now.
Well, and here's the thing. They got matching outfits.
Mr. and Mrs. X.
It's so cute when couples match.
It's his and hers.
they're on a cosmic whatever,
honeymoon.
And I don't know why they decided to wear matching outfits. Who you want to bet made who wear the outfit?
Oh, Rogue.
I want everybody to know. No, I bet you it's Remy.
It was probably.
I bet you Remy was like, no, put it on.
No, it definitely was Remy.
I want you to look like me.
If you know their history and how he rocks, that was definitely.
I want everyone to know that I finally.
I bagged you. Come on, put on the green.
And it could be cool.
They decided to take
it's my wedding
trip
gift.
To light fantastic.
All right, that's it. That's it. I'll put the photo in the comment section, but yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing. They're going up against the Sierra Empire, the two of them. I mean, Omega level mutant and Rogue, who can be an Omega level mutant.
True.
With the right touch.
Yeah.
No?
You've got
anybody?
The touch.
Is the touch? And that's
womp,
right.
Womp.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. All right, let's keep moving on. A little bit of TV news, not much, but a little bit. Baby Chewie, what's the first thing that's happening since you are a resident cartoon man?
So we are going to get an HD version of Batman the Animated Series.
No way.
Here's my issue with these HD versions of the old cartoons.
It's just going to be scaled up.
Well, not only that, if you...
Did you think they were going to redraw it?
You lose some of the detail. If you look at some of the Disney stuff that they made HD and 4K, a lot of the fine detail in the art goes away because they cell shade it out. So there is some detail lost when they do this.
And the original Batman Animated Series was dark. Like, they did that on black paper. They drew everything on black.
I'm just saying.
So
let's let it come out before we judge. Yeah.
Can we just be happy that
it's
coming back? I'm happy. I'm just hoping it's going to look good.
Features.
Yeah. Well, hopefully
immediately both of you were naysayers to get the Batman Animated Series back. That's awesome news.
Yeah.
That's what we say.
We already have it.
Moving on.
You know what?
You already have it.
Maurer has everything.
He does.
All right,
to buy all over again.
Let's move on into some newer news.
Newer news
than the older news. So the Titan show, we have a bit of an idea of what to expect for what the season's going to be like. And I'm in.
It's going to be a show.
It's going to be a show.
It's definitely going to be a show.
Beginning, middle, and end.
Shouldn't have commercials since you're paying for a premium service.
It just better.
It's going to have commercials.
But what's interesting is that
I'm not paying for the premium version.
Every episode has. Every episode is titled after another character who's going to eventually appear or is a part of the Titans team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch. So we're talking, I mean, the first one's just Titans. But then after that, we've got Hawk and Dove, ooh. Starfire. We got Rachel, doesn't matter. The Doom Patrol.
doesn't matter.
Jason Todd's in there. There's two episodes named Hawk and Dove.
Wow.
No, it's Hank and Dawn.
Way off.
Dance tonight.
Words.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And words then, are
then,
hard.
Then Dick Grayson, and then it ends with Raven.
Ooh.
I wonder if we'll get like a whole Trigon.
I think we are.
That would be nice.
That'd be cool.
What they're saying is,
by the way, Trigon's like a like the devil-ish, he's almost like a demon.
And her dad.
And her father.
And her dad, yeah. That's why she's, when you look at the Titans, if Raven's on the team, she is the most powerful.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Raven is wildly powerful.
He hasn't watched Titans.
I've never seen it.
Moving on.
Wow.
I don't even want to get into it. Moving on. Let's talk about some movie stuff. So,
okay.
First thing. We got to talk about Spawn. We got to talk about Hawkeye, and we got to talk about Spawn. So we know Todd McFarlane has been brought up for the last 20 years that there's going to be a reboot of Spawn.
And we know that Hawkeye wasn't in the Avengers movie.
Yeah, he's not doing anything right now.
And tag bombed.
Did it really?
Bombed.
It looked funny. Anyway.
I want to see that.
I wanted to see that.
We know that the Todd McFarlane reboot is going to have Jamie Foxx as Spawn. Right? And we know that Spawn's not going to play that big of a role, and it's going to focus on Sam and Twitch.
12 minutes of screen time.
Specifically
for Spawn.
Twitch. Twitch is the weirder of the two. He's the nerdy, smaller
mathematician.
Yeah, he's. So when you look at Sam and Twitch, you got the street smart, brutal cop, and then you got the mathematician, kind of nerdy cop. Right, and this is going to focus on Twitch, who Jeremy Renner is now playing. What?
Like,
yeah,
what?
The guy that plays Sheldon Cooper, I can picture him as Twitch.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what?
That actually might be a deal.
You know what? I mean, my brain wouldn't have gone there, but I could see Michael Cera.
Cera definitely could play Twitch. No, Michael Cera could definitely play Twitch.
I mean, I'm not seeing Hawkeye. Jeremy Renner's
too big to
you
play
got
Twitch.
You got now a bulky Twitch.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a small Twitch anymore.
It's like, wasn't he in a Jason Bourne movie too?
Yes!
Yeah, he was.
The Bourne Supremacy?
No. Yeah.
Was it the one before
The Bourne
that?
Idiocracy?
He's been in the last
Bourne Ultimatum, and then there was another Bourne after Ultimatum.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Well, depending on who you ask, they're all Bourne.
Boring. Borning? No?
No.
No. All right, can we move on?
Was that bad?
Jeremy Renner is officially joining Spawn.
Yeah, okay, let's move on to the next bit of news. So this one is not really news, but it's something worth talking about. Kevin Feige is swearing up and down that there is no plans for the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, and I don't believe you.
We don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Okay, Pinocchio.
Stephen Amell. I don't believe you.
Feige, shut up. Well, you know, we got this stuff. We don't have plans. You had plans for Spider-Man for every movie until you got here.
You cannot lie to us, Kevin.
Every goddamn movie, you were like,
Spider-Man
well, if we get
was
him
in
now,
the script.
Spider-Man will appear here. Oh, nope, next movie. If you get him now, he's going to appear here.
You know, the same thing happened with at least the X-Men.
The sheer fact that he says this, that's why I don't believe
it. It's not even all. He has something for Professor X to make an appearance somewhere.
I just think what he's referring to is the fact that Phase 4 probably doesn't have any ties to Earth as much. Right?
That's
so he's probably
great.
Saying that if you do get it, it'll be, remember in Ant-Man when they said, now I got guys crawling all walls the first time we heard about Spider-Man?
Yeah.
You might get something like that now. You might get somebody who drops a Charles Xavier, but you're not going to actually see anything until after Phase 4 probably.
But don't say you don't got plans.
No, he has plans. They have the amount of plans that they have.
Their plans
have
movies, plans.
They have movies until like 2025. Like,
shut up, Fahey.
Anyway,
moving
it.
On.
Yeah. So let's talk about Ant-Man and the Wasp because this is the stupidest controversy.
Stupid.
So
dumb,
Ant-Man and the Wasp, if you haven't seen the movie, go see it this week and then come back on Saturday because we're going to give our spoiler review on Saturday. So I don't want to spoil too much, but I do want to talk about the Stan Lee cameo.
All right.
Because people are pissed.
People are stupid.
Yes. Yes.
Can we say that together?
Dumb.
Yes.
Like.
No, I mean, I don't really want to harmonize with you.
Right.
me.
Oh, my.
So when you look at the movie, and I don't want to talk about contextually how this happens, but Stan's trying
like
to
Ghost
get,
was lying on the ground dying, and, you
but
know,
none of that's
Sorcerer
true.
Supreme
he was next
was
to Spider-Man.
None of that's true. None of these things are true. None of them. So Stan Lee, spoiler alert, I'm just going to start that before I actually say this. Stan Lee's trying to get into a car. The car shrinks, and he makes a drug joke. He says, what is it, something about the
60s were fun, but
I'm paying for it now.
Right, and because he's 95 years old, how is he, 94, 94, 95?
Old.
Yeah,
he's in his...
We'll just say 90 plus.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's 94. I don't know. Anyway, point being is that people got mad because his memory's starting to slip. right? But he's 90. He's in the 90s.
95.
Well, 95.
Well, here's the thing.
He's 95 years old.
For those people that, have those issues with that particular part, they do know that he was okay with doing it.
Right. He said it.
Right. So
it was a funny scene. Relax.
Stop it, people.
It was funny.
Stop it.
And he was a goddamn hippie. So the 60s were real fun for him. God damn.
I don't want to
harp on
that.
Anything nice.
It's dumb news.
Shut up, Kevin Feige.
So moving on to the next. Speaking of shutting people up. So the actor who plays Crossbones, I've never had to know his name. Baby Huey.
I'm on it.
Thank you. So the actor who plays Crossbones is still talking.
Frank Grillo.
That's his name.
There you go.
Grillo. Frank Grillo. Oh, good old Frank. Still believes that he's going to make his return to the MCU. He's real sure that Crossbones is going to come back.
Hey, Frank, give it up.
Not going to happen.
You're dead, sir. I'm sorry.
He may make a cameo.
He was a cool villain, though.
He was. Cool.
And honestly, he could have been a whole movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Crossbones, he's a big deal. I mean, Crossbones Captain America, yeah, he's a big deal. Big villain.
He killed Cap.
So here's the thing, though.
No, he didn't.
Well,
we think there's going to be time travel in this next movie.
No.
Right? So there's going to be time travel. And there's a possibility that they're rewriting the timeline. So
true.
He could be back and we might get that movie with him in it. He could have been telling the truth this whole goddamn time. And we were like, yeah, shut up, Frank.
It's a possibility. I don't believe so, but it's a possibility.
But the reason people are talking now is he tweeted out a picture of him and his action figure of his character. And he did hashtag Civil War, hashtag Winter Soldier, hashtag AVEN, and then a bunch of dots. And if you count the dots out, it spells Avengers Endgame. Just enough to spell that.
Wow.
So we take dots as placeholders.
I know. I like how that's all this was is some dots, and everyone's like, well, he's going to make an appearance.
It's the exact amount that would spell Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, we could probably make it spell a lot of other words as well. Yeah. Anyway.
What is this, Hangman?
Move on.
Let's
change something else. So it's always fun to be able to say, there's Howard the Duck news, and then look at Maurer's face.
I just realized all of the news this week is kind of geared towards me.
This is Maurer-centric news. I mean, this is what happens when you miss one show. The universe is like, let's entice him back. Let's get him back.
Hey, sir, we're looking about you.
So that's the only reason why we have Howard the Duck news. So, Maurer, it would be mean of me to steal this from you. What is happening with Howard the Duck?
Steal it.
So Marvel has a, quote, slight appetite for a Howard the Duck reboot. And this is according to the one and only Leia Thompson. There has been actual conversations.
You were an 80s kid? Yeah.
Yeah.
There has been actual conversations between her and Marvel about Howard. And they made a point to say that he did not die in any of the events of Avengers Infinity. So she has pitched to them an idea to reboot it, and she wants to direct the movie.
Really?
And she's got some directing credits for a bunch of the recent TV shows. I think Mom or whatever is one of the new ones. She was on a few other shows.
Okay.
And she's directed probably about 15 or 20 episodes of TV.
Okay.
I would love to see her take on a rebooted Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants it to be new and gritty. And she said when the movie came out, she read all the comic books. And then when she read the script and realized it was nothing like the comic books,
right?
Well, a little bit. He was a little bit wisecracking.
Bit of a perv.
Come on.
That's about it.
Come on.
That's a little of a stretch.
Come on. It's beyond.
All right. But listen, Bay Thompson directing a Howard the Duck in the MCU.
All about it.
I'm in.
100%.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be.
Get Seth Green to come back and do the voice, have Howard like crash land on Earth and get stuck here.
I don't even care if it's in space at this point.
No, I want him on Earth. Especially that most recent one was fun.
Him versus Rocket.
Oh, he'd be so funny.
I was like, this should be like a kind of a
yeah, I think, cameo. Absolutely. Rocket. There should be a Howard. There's no question. The MCU needs a Howard the Duck movie.
I have a feeling how MCU treated Ant-Man, we might get in phase four for Howard, especially since it's in space.
All right. All right. I'm stealing the last bit of news from you.
Oh.
So Nicolas Cage news.
Oh my God.
Nicolas Cage news.
Nick
yes.
Cage.
He is joining the Spider-Man.
No, let me cut off your
mic. He's joining Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, right?
No, Nicolas Cage is Spider-Man.
He is noir.
He's Spider-Man.
Noir. Spider-Man noir.
Noir.
Listen, that's the best Spider-Man.
Let's not fool the people.
That's not the best Spider-Man.
That's the best Spider-Man.
That is so not the best Spider-Man.
He's got guns.
Ben Reilly. Yeah. Come on, man.
I would take noir over Reilly.
Would you really? Yeah. Over the hoodie? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd take Parker over everybody, but still.
Miguel.
Wow. Those noir books I love.
Yeah, they're good. I would not know. Miguel's not know. $20.99 is all you.
He's man. Like 17 out of 10.
That's all you. No, he's still single digits, but you know he's not top five.
Guys are haters.
No,
yes.
No.
We just, hate him a lot.
We just, he's not top five.
And I hate you.
Wow.
He doesn't.
I don't.
But anyway, yeah, I'm good to have Nicolas Cage in this. I mean, Parker's voice is already weird to me, so yeah, bring it on. Let's wild up the cast.
A real angry Spider-Man noir?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nick Cage, go freaking Nick Cage on it.
He should, and he will. It's Nick Cage. You know he's going to yell and scream. And
it's a Baby Nick Cage Huey, can we talk about this last piece of news just for a minute?
We can.
All right. So Hot Toys revealed what?
A concept art figure.
A what?
Concept art.
You're wasting your minute.
My God.
Go.
So Hot Toys is releasing a Captain America concept art figure. It's actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a plane. There's no stars and stripes. It's after, you know, it's for Infinity War. It just has the Avengers logo. Or was
yeah, it's the Avengers A on the left chest.
It looks cool, but for me, this is a way for us to get all of those cool concept art that we see. Like, how often have we gone, oh, man, that would have been awesome if they did that in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hot Toys makes pretty much identical to real-life figures. So we can now see all these cool costumes, if they continue this line,
sweet,
in physical form.
Yeah, I hope it does well.
I'm all for it.
So getting all the different Spider-Man costumes that they put up there, or there was the alternate for the Cable. Like, if you look at the original Cable concept art, he was bulkier. So this would just be cool to see them have a new line. And they said they've done like 400 or 500 different Marvel figures for the MCU in these 10 years. So they wanted to pay homage to the partnership they had.
All right. All right. Maurer, do that thing.
You can find the show at Welcome to Fireside pretty much everywhere from Twitter to Snapchat.
Who are you, features? This is Twitter to Snapchat. None of us are on Snapchat, man. What
Baby
are you
Huey
doing?
Is.
I'm on Snapchat.
On our
Fireside?
He followed me.
Oh, yeah, there's that Instagram thing, too.
Keep going.
I don't do the gram.
You don't know how to use the gram.
I really don't. I'm old.
Keep going.
Oh, so you can find us Welcome to Fireside pretty much everywhere. Don't forget to like, comment, share. It means a lot to us. At least to Menti, at least.
It goes a long way.
Goes a long way. As always, I'm Mr. Maurer.
I'm Features.
I'm Baby Huey.
And I'm Mr. Menti. Don't forget to find us at the OG Podcast Network. That's ogpodcast.com or download the app. Deuces!
So
Deuces.
Confused.
Done out of order.
I don't like when we change.
I don't like change.
Say deuces.
Deuces.
Bye.
Look up, Baby Huey. Say deuces.
Deuces. You are home.